I don't know if the story should go this far, but maybe, I mean, this should be just for, if nothing else, for the humor of it. We are back here at 1974, it must be. Autumn, maybe. August or something. No. It must be spring of 75. Yep. So our couple, Pio, 19, now soon 20. And what's her name? Oh no. Soon 18 or something. Or 19. Forgot. They decide to go. Well, maybe it's actually the autumn of 74, early autumn. Yeah, they have been together, living together for maybe 1 month only or something. And they decide to go for a little vacation to an island on Åland. And they decide to spend that week and that short vacation naked, and they only bring a sleeping bag, no tent, nothing, and no mosquito net. And we can just show those days. Basically only consists of, there's nothing else basically to do there. Cooking, getting something to eat, sleeping whenever possible, having sex, and defending themselves against the attacks and onslaught of the very vicious and wild animals living there. Heavy mosquitoes, snakes, hugurma, whatever you call it. Poisonous ones. Broms, whatever that is. Those big, vicious insects looking like a mixture between a big fly and a wasp. And they eat you. They don't sting you. They land on your skin and they start eating you. I mean, we could even have that if we want to go into porn here. I don't know how it will be in the future, so I just briefly mention, describe a possible scene here. A young couple, both nude, having sex. She's on all four, looking out over the lake, the ocean actually. They're on the archipelago here, their little islands there on the other side. And a rowing boat comes passing by with two men in it. And he is doing his male activity there from the backside of her. And then he pulls, it's warm and sunny and sweaty, and it's not really pleasant, nothing of this. It's more just having a survival, something to do, to forget the cruel nature of this nature. And then he pulls out his, you know, little stick there. And just before putting it in again, he notices that one of those little monstrous insects landed on top of it. Like screaming. It's a comedy. One can maybe just show it with words instead of visually, but that's the visuals that actually belong to that real event. And then we add to that in our story that the two men in the boat there, Finnish men, they're fishing. They just shake their heads and go, these crazy Swedish youth. Having vacation on the Snake Island. So they happen to be, this would just add to our story, a couple happens to be on the Snake Island, when people generally don't go in the summer because the snakes own that place. So everyone knows that, except, of course, Swedish Stockholm kids come over with the ferry to have fun. Well, that's fun to look at. And this time of the year, these men say, they should especially look out for the little mini vipers, because they are the most poisonous ones, and they laugh. And then we switch over to, that was in our story, but then we switch over to a real scene, which happened to our PO. He's sitting on, there's a big rock there, because they are staying close to the shore there of the ocean, on a rocky side, rocks going down. This can be very pleasant, not just sand and things, but you can bathe from there. And on that is another big rock sitting, standing in. Our PO is sitting there, naked, looking out over the down-going sun. It's a beautiful day, actually. So he finally got a little time to just sit there and it's enjoyable here, actually. And then he looks down. And just between his legs, not very far even, from his private parts and so on, is one of those little, you call mini vipers, poisonous snakes. They're like 15 centimeters long, only looking like a little overgrown worm, but with a zigzag pattern. And they are, yes, said to be more poisonous than their parents. So we can see then Pio's reactions. He's screaming. And she's down there by the lake, maybe taking a bath or something. But he doesn't even dare to move because... Or he has some kind of, and he finds that out also later in life, that when it's really a panic situation, he kind of keeps it rational. No fast moves, no, you know, not attacking it, just move away from it. He does, and he sees that little snake slide down over the rock and fall into the bushes. But then, because they also saw two snakes when walking there, they realized that this is where we are sleeping tonight, in the land of the snakes. In our sleeping bag, with no tent or mosquito net, on the ground.